I've got one more shirt to show you lot. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, how much is that going for?
Yeah, I wonder how much these are going for. So this is, again, another match-worn shirt.
I've never heard one of these.
They don't fit my head, by the way.
No, they're not going to, are they? You've got a massive head.
How many pairs of gloves did you go through in a season?
At least 30 or 40. Back in the day, I used to wear a brand new pair of gloves every game. When I'm going to get showered, I would leave my gloves on, basically, while I put my gloves on.
And they say goalkeepers ain't mad.
And you would be washing them whilst you're in there on your hands. And that's the best way to clean them.
In the shower, but naked.
In the shower, but naked. It's not a thing, you know what I mean? Anything, genuinely. No one cares. And I swear to you, I do not know if this is in here or not.
Ooh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Quick disclaimer before today's episode. If you can watch it, if you can possibly watch it, please do. On Spotify, all you got to do is rotate your phone to the side. On YouTube, you'll be able to watch clips and bits and bobs. But please run watch it because we have got an episode where we are going to be going through some of my football memorabilia from my 20-year playing career. I have got three sort of plastic tubs here in between us all. Tubesy boys here. We've got Tom Rhino legs here. And we're going to be picking stuff out at random. And genuinely, I have not looked through these boxes for years. Absolute years.
You moved house a while ago, didn't you? So you moved house a while ago and I gave you a hand. And I was lumping this stuff around because he was just sat drinking tea. You know, talent and everything. No, he was getting his hands dirty. And I said to you, didn't I? I said, mate, just bring the three boxes in and we do a podcast
this
on this because it's
great.
Cool.
And when you put this on the WhatsApp group that we have, where we discuss like subjects and what we're going to do on the Fozcast, and you put this in, I was like, get in there because this is, I love stuff like
There's some cool stuff in there, to be fair. We're talking, we've got like trophies, we've got shirts, I've got gloves, boots.
I think this will be nice for you as well, Ben.
Yeah, this will be nice for me, to be fair. I've got my England kits in here. So what we're going to do is we're basically just going to be grabbing stuff at random, picking stuff out. We'll take it in turns and we'll talk about where it's from, what it reminds us of, where I got it, any funny stories attached to it, and we'll go from there. So Tubesy boy, do you want to get us underway? Pick something.
I've seen this. I have no idea what it is. If you can't see it, if you're not watching it, it is
open,
a box.
You open.
It's a box.
Oh, that's an upside down box.
It is upside down.
Upside down box.
I genuinely
don't
know
what's in it. So we've got a square box on the go.
Player of the month.
December
2019. Ben Foster. Talk to me about this month, Ben.
The Watford FC Player of the Month for December 2019. I didn't even know they did this at Watford. I can't even remember getting this, to be perfectly honest with you. I think leave the box there. I think we can move pretty quickly on from this one, to be honest with you. It's not the most exciting starts, I won't lie to you, but I didn't even know I had that. I can't even remember that thing. I genuinely can't. And I don't even really know why I've kept it. I know it's a trophy of some sort, but it's basically just...
Maybe it was a fantastic month of your life.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. I've just pulled a hashtag United shirt out of this box.
Yes. This is what I'm saying. Like, I ain't got a clue what's going to be in any of these boxes, you know.
We need to get Seb and Spen to sign this, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Remember hashtag that shirt? That was the hashtag one where they had like a QR code on the front and it took you to the website or whatever it was. That was a nice shirt that was, by the way. Oh, what have we got here?
Premier League box. Okay.
It's a Cadbury's sponsored Premier League box. I think I know what's in this.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Now we are talking. Now we are up and going. 300 league appearances. Didn't know this even existed.
What is this? That's class. So this is to commemorate my 300th league appearance in the Premier League. What Cadbury's do, they sponsor like milestone awards, basically.
Did not know that.
So you get it for like 100, 200, 300, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember I didn't even know I was getting this. I did some like media work.
Can I take it out?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I did some media work on like the Friday or whatever. And the woman who was doing the media work was from the Premier League and she gave me this as well. And she gave me a massive bar of Cadbury's chocolate.
Dairy milk.
Yeah, you get a massive, I mean, one of the big ones. Like
it doesn't actually come out.
It's like a metre long or something. I haven't got a clue to be honest. I haven't even looked at it.
No. So that is from the Premier League commemorating your 300th Premier League appearance.
300th Premier League appearance. I was at Watford at the time. I can't.
Not that many people hit that number, do they?
No, for sure. Yeah, I think I finished on like some achievement. I don't know, 340 or something like that, or 350 or something.
Out of those 300 league appearances, what was your favourite?
Oh, individual appearance. Yeah. Away at Liverpool, playing for West Brom, away at Liverpool, 0-0, saved a Stevie Gerrard penalty at the Kop End, and then we went and won the game 2-0. Romelu Lukaku scored, and I think maybe Gareth McCauley as well. But yeah, that will always be the one that probably sticks out more than most.
Can I tell you my favourite appearance of yours in the Premier League?
Give it to me.
It might have been your Man United debut. It was Derby away. Was it your debut?
Yeah, my debut.
Yeah, it was your Man United debut, and you'd thrown in there, and you'd been off the back of a long injury. And I went there with, I think I was with your dad, with Luke, Vince, your old agent, and AD, I think, might have been there, your brother. And I just remember it was like really exciting that you were playing.
Yeah.
And you had an absolute blinder.
Yeah, great.
I remember
game,
you made a fucking great save from, was it Kenny Miller?
Kenny Miller, well done.
An amazing save. And I was like, there's your mate, you're there going, oh, I'm fucking buzzing. He's just made his Man United debut and stepped up.
I was going to say, you two love battering each other and, like, you know, always on at each other. Like, but you are best mates.
Very good mates, of course.
As a very, very good mate, stroke best mate, whatever you want to call it.
We're not best mates, no?
You changed that pretty sharpish.
Very sharpish, didn't you?
I'm one of these.
I'd say I'm not his best mate then, all right?
I have very
literally
close.
Found out
I
on
have
the podcast,
four or five.
Tom doesn't think Ben's his best mate.
I have four or five very close friends, and okay, I know whatever. You're the same. Yeah, well, I know you're the same.
Or whatever sort of mate you were, how proud were you to see him make his debut? You must have been like, wow, man.
As an acquaintance. massively. Yeah, and I think
this is
what
we watched all the way through. Man.
Yeah, we watched it. There was a podcast recently we did, and I can't remember what it was. And I looked in the comments, 99.9% are really good. And then someone was like, Tom, stop blowing smoke up his ass. And I'm like, wait there a second. He's like a very, very close friend of mine, right? A lot of people don't understand that. It's like watching your son play or your niece play or someone like that. This sense of pride is massive.
Oh, it's a classic. It's classic. It's really like YouTube is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And when we do Golf Life, we have got such a lovely sort of community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you get some dickheads going, you're licking Jimmy Bullard's ass. He was trying to do his best around Marco Simone, the Ryder Cup. Wow. I was celebrating. Like, come on, Jim, come on. You're going to get people like that.
But what are you going to do? Go, that was average. I hope you drop one on the next.
Hope you get a bogey, you prick. You get people like that, unfortunately.
Do you know what the thing is? There are some people in this world that actually want well for people. They want people to succeed. Imagine that. I'd say us three are those people, guys, all right? And I prefer to live in that world than anything else.
Can I grab
something else, mate. Dig in. Honestly, take whatever you want. I've got all sorts of stuff. Boots in here. I've got gloves.
Oh, look at these.
No, you can get them. Take the two different ones if you want. Yeah, so have a look at these. I've got some of my old school football boots. So these are total 90s. Have a look at them, by the way. Absolutely beautiful. Player issued ones. So they've got my name Foster on the back, on the side, sorry. Proper.
And what are they?
Like
what
premium
Nikes
leather.
Are they?
Nike total 90s they are. They were some sort of a beautiful boot.
They're naughty, they are.
Have a look at these. I think these are, what were these? Total 90 Supremacy. So these are Nike Zoom Air Total 90 Supremacy. Again, they were beautiful boots they were. They used to come back in the day with like a little sticker that would stick into the back here and that had your squad number on. So if you were a Nike athlete, they would send it with your squad number on as well. Again, Foster on the inside.
How does that work, Ben? So when you were playing, like, I know
so
Nike changed
questions.
Things before COVID, but when you were after COVID, but like when you were playing, how did your relationship work with a Nike? Did you have a rep? What was the deal?
Yeah, so you all get basically given a rep, one guy that will be looking after you. Normally it's one guy that would look after the football club. So that one guy would come in once every month or whatever, or when there's new releases, and he would get around all the Nike athletes and he would be basically showing them the new boot, showing them what's coming up, asking if you need anything, do you need any gear, do you need this, that,
and everyone
whatever.
Always said no, yeah?
Yeah. No, but lads would just pile in, mate, is exactly what they would. Could you send me a shed load more of these, a shed load more of them, some more training, some more this, some more that? And he would literally have a notepad and he would just be writing down all of everything sort of thing. He'd have all the sizes and all that kind of stuff, but he would just, it's all changed now though. There's like a website now, a secret website for Nike athletes, where they all have a login and password and they can go on and basically just order what they want. They've got an account which will be credited with a load of money and they just get to like dig in with stuff like that. It's pretty cool, to be fair.
Right, the thing I've noticed of all of these boots, they've all got six studs.
Yes, meathead studs
are like rugby studs.
Yes, they are.
Did you ever wear moulded? Are always studs.
Never. I literally never wore a pair of moulded boots. Never, ever,
not
ever.
Not even in the summer months?
No, never, ever. I would always tell Nike, don't even bother sending me them. I don't need them. I won't wear them. It's as simple as that. I always want studs because if you slip as a goalie, it's game over. Done. If you can see, I don't know if you're watching this again, guys. If you are, please do. the studs in these boots.
They are massive.
They are rugby studs, aren't they?
Yeah, they are massive. Rugby studs. They are absolutely massive. And that's just how it was back in the day. You used to wear. I think as I got a bit older, I would sort of. You see these ones on this pair
They're
here?
They're shorter, aren't they?
They were a bit shorter. And I used to get more. I got more comfortable wearing the shorter boots, short studs. But yeah, back in the day, I used to just wear the big, long bad boys. Absolutely. I'm going to pull one out of here. I've got, I think this is a man of the match trophy. So it comes in this nice little box. Yeah. So you see them when they're on TV, they get man of the match. They will basically just get handed the little trophy.
Yeah.
It actually comes with its own nice little box as well, which is
Cool. This is the Premier League Sky, like, match of the match.
Yeah, if your match is televised.
I love this podcast already, by the way.
If their match is televised, they will give you the trophy. And then this is what it is. So this was from Watford versus Chelsea in the 2019-2020 season. I actually can't even remember this game.
Maybe it was in the month that you got the player of the month. You never know, because that was 2019 as
well. That was December.
I can't actually remember this game. I really can't. Maybe it was...
Is it heavy?
Yeah, it's really heavy. It's like concrete. It's like a slab of concrete. Do you know what that game might have been? If it was Watford at home, it might have been the one where I headed it and Kepa saved it. It might have been the one where we were losing 2-1 and last kick of the game, ball into the box, I went forward and I got my head on it, diving header, and Kepa tipped it round the post and then the full-time whistle went. I think that's what it might have been.
I've always wondered how heavy these things are.
Let's have a
feel. You know when the player wins like the Player of the Month award for like in the Premier League, they get the big version.
Yeah.
It's like so heavy, you know, apparently. Well, I've never had one, but apparently it's so heavy.
Must weigh 4 kilos, 3 or 4 kilos.
Yeah, easy. Oh, yeah, 4 kilos, 4 or 5 kilos.
I've seen those
probably,
on TV for years and years and years.
There you go.
And now I've seen one in real life.
Man of the match, Watford versus Chelsea, season 19-20. Pretty cool, isn't it?
I just pulled this one out the box.
Oh, Chris Brunt.
Sweet left foot.
What a legend.
Let's do a shirt.
Yeah, let me get some shirts.
Right, so we've got some big boys in here as well. Right, I want to talk to you about this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me about your relationship with this guy. Is it fair to say he is your best friend in football?
Who was it? Oh, Boaz. Yeah. Here we go. The big boy. Yeah, Boaz. I love him to bits. He's the man, honestly.
So Boaz was your number two.
Boaz was my number two.
West Brom
for best part of 7 years, I'd say. But he was, without doubt, the best number two I ever had. He was just always fighting my corner, always stuck up for me, always wanted the best for me. Again, like I said earlier, people there are out there that want the best for you and want you to do well. And Boaz was one of them guys. He was brilliant. He was my hype man, my gas man. He gave me everything. Honestly, he always pumped me up before games. And I felt $1 million knowing that every time I made a save or did something well, he would be standing up, clapping me, saluting me. Do you know what I mean? It was brilliant. It's great when you have somebody
like
that.
That's what I thought the other week when Aaron Ramsdale, people were going, oh, yeah, he's pretending.
Oh, I know this. Mate, people don't get...
People are nice.
People don't get how close that goalie bond is.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Mate, honestly, that goalie bond is like nothing else, I promise you. Outfield players don't get to see it or feel it as like goalies feel. Genuinely, in the heat of battle, when somebody makes a good save, you're happy for them. Yeah. Honestly, don't get me wrong, you want to be playing yourself.
Of course.
But you don't ever put stuff like that on. It just comes natural to want the best for the goalkeepers. Lift some other shirts up there, please, Tomasi.
Right.
Whose is that there?
This is an Arsenal shirt.
Oh.
Oh, legend.
Oh, they must have a couple of his then.
One of the best GKs in Premier League history.
Number one.
Without doubt.
Number one, Ben.
He's my my favourite Premier League era goalkeeper.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
He's my favourite ever Premier League goalkeeper. Yeah. I can't remember what season that was from.
It's a shame it's on an Arsenal one because he's known for Chelsea.
We've got
another Arsenal one I've got. So I'm buzzing. I've got that. I didn't even know I had that. I won't lie to you.
And let me ask you a question about these, right? So you know the shirts they sell in the shops?
Yeah.
So this is, I know they do player edition shirts. Yeah. This is an extra large.
Yeah.
So Petr Cech wore. Now, I'm not small, but that, if I was to buy an England shirt, I'd buy a large XL.
Yeah.
Right? These are tight.
Yeah, they're tight. Yeah.
So are these different to what you would buy in a shop, even the player edition ones?
Yeah, so no, you see on like the Nike website or whatever, you can get like a premium version now, and they're like £130 or something, yeah? You can get a premium version. They're the version that the players wear. They're match fit ones.
But they're still not the same ones though,
are they? Yes, they are. There might be some teams that have like premium, but very rarely, yeah? Most of the time, it is the same material as that £130 one. So honestly, if the clubs I've been at, if for some reason they need a new shirt, the kit man will quite literally just pop to the club shop or something.
Oh, really?
He will literally pop to the club shop and get some more shirts from there and just print them up and use them. Only very rarely will he need to do that, but that's what they will do. So, yeah, they are. They're the same sort of version as what you can buy at home as well. Premium quality.
Haven't the shirts got evolved over the years? Because obviously, you look back in the early 90s, 80s, early 90s, even mid-90s, and some of them wearing them, they were like tents, weren't they?
Horrific, mate. Baggy, massive. I mean, even back in the day, you used to have arm pads, like shoulder pads and elbow pads.
Why don't they do that anymore?
You just don't need it, mate. You just don't need it. Your body, as a footballer, your body gets so...
Pitches are so good as
well. Yeah, pitches are so good. You get so conditioned to diving on the ground that you just don't need it anymore. You're not going to cut yourself or anything like that.
There's loads and loads of shirts here.
There are tons.
Out of all of them, which is your favourite? Which one means the most to you?
Yannick Bolasie. Look, that's a rogue one.
Long sleeve, Yannick Bolasie.
Remember when he...
Yeah, he used to run and touch the grass almost. So they say Yannick Bolasie shirt, long shirt is nice. By the way, who's this we got here? David De Gea. Look at that. So what size? So
that's
shirt
match worn, right?
Yeah, he's small.
No way.
David De Gea wore a small Adidas shirt. By the way,
no way.
Yes way. Look at that. Wow, these are all match worn. By the way, every one of these shirts that you'll see.
But
is
that
all
goes
match-worn
to show, doesn't it? So you've got David De Gea in a small. Better check in an XL.
That's not small though. Look at the size of it.
I was going to say they've got the markings on. Yeah, that's a medium at best.
Wow, easy. Who have we got here? Let's have a look at this one.
What's your favourite, Fozzie?
Fraser Forster.
What's your favourite? Which one?
Oh, mate. Do you know what? I've got...
Prize possession.
I've got some in frames at home, like proper big ones. The big shirts that mean a lot to me. They're all in like frames at home. I'll probably say that from my England debut, we played against Spain at Old Trafford and we lost game 1-0, but Iker Casillas was in goal for Spain and I got his shirt after the game and that is in a frame at home and that is a lovely shirt. It was like, again, it's massive. You can tell it's massive on Iker Casillas. It was only like 6 foot anyway, but he was one of the first to actually play with short sleeve goalie shirts, but he used to cut them off himself. So every goalie shirt would come long sleeve. He was one of the first I saw that would just cut them off himself. And he hacks it as well. Like, he doesn't try and do it all neat and tidy. It's like zigzag. He's cut it with scissors before the game, basically. So yeah, I'd say that one is one of the... Don't get me wrong, I've got 20 shirts in frames at home that mean an awful lot to me. I like Perlo's Italy shirt. Buffon's. I've got absolutely all sorts of.
Yeah, this one's Fraser Forster. Some have got some messages on. It says, "To Fozzie, you're the man." Big phrase.
Yeah. Whenever we play, don't get me wrong. If we're playing against a big player, a good name player or something, I'll try and get their shirts. But I used to love getting my mates' shirts. Do you know what I mean? I love getting shirts off people. Of people that I really, really love. Mate, there's all sorts in here. Genuinely, there is absolutely
is
all
Celine
sorts
Dion
of bits and bobs.
Wow, now this is what interests me.
Yeah, this is like,
there's
this is
loads,
just,
if you can't see, there's just loads of DVDs.
It's DVDs and CDs and stuff, yeah. So a lot of these
Ben
will have...
Ben Foster, Birmingham City FC, 2010-11, August to December. Is this how you highlight?
So this is basically Dave Watson, who does the football film.
What a boy.
Was massive on his... So this is... We're talking about 2011 here, right? This is actually 2010 this would have been. So we're talking 13, 14 years ago, right? And he was massive on the analysis of games and watching how you've done and all this kind of stuff. And he used to put together for me, every month or so, he would put together the best bits of my performances.
Highlight reel?
Yeah, highlight reel, basically. And he would sit down with me and watch it. And then he would go, right, you can take that home. So you can watch it at home. So we would, and he would do it basically to remind you that you're a good goalie, basically. Literally that. He would literally be as simple as that.
So it's more of a big up.
Yeah, a big up. Kind of just keep doing what you're doing. And it's as simple as that.
If throughout your career, when did it come into play that you'd sit and do all the analysts and sit there and go, you should have been at this position? When did it start getting really in depth?
It was even started when I was at Man United. Yeah, even at Man United, we would always look at clips of the opposition or myself or my positioning and all that kind of, we'd always look at that. Again, when I signed for Birmingham 2010, Dave Watson was massive on it. He was huge on it. Being at West Brom, Neil Cutler, Cuts was, I mean, every Monday we would spend 45 minutes, every goalie in the football club from me to my second choice, third choice goalie, youth team goalkeepers, reserve team goalkeepers. There'll be 7 or 8 or 9 of us in the room, in the media room, and we would all be watching my performance on the Saturday afternoon.
Love.
And it would literally all be clipped up, so it's just me, every goal kick, every time I touched that ball or got near the ball or influenced play, it would be clipped up, and then we would stop it and talk about it because it was a good chance for the young lads to sort of learn from
what
it.
What I like about that highlight reel, though, almost is after a game, you'll go in on Monday or Tuesday or whatever, and then you'll do the analysis. But you're almost looking a lot of the time at if there was what you could have done differently. So if a goal went in, what could have done differently? What I like that with Dave Watson is almost going, you do that on a day-to-day, but at the end of every month, we don't focus on just what we could... Look at the good stuff. Yeah. Look at the really good stuff. Just psychologically, did that give you a...
Oh, I used to love it, yeah. I used to buzz off it and it would make you feel really good. You look back and go, yeah, it's a good save. Oh, it's a good save.
I'm all right.
Whether you didn't know, maybe it just seeped in subconsciously or whatever, but it would give you a boost, mate. It's
really
it
good would management, genuinely,
can I pull a couple things out here, actually? I've got a couple nice shirts here, actually, that are just sort of chilling, actually, which is a bit bonkers. So we have got a Paul Scholes match-worn Manchester United shirt, Aeon on the top. It's also got the gold badges. So this would have been from my Birmingham City season, 2010-2011, when we played Manchester United. We actually drew the game at Birmingham City at St Andrews. I think we drew it 1-1.
And what's the gold badge?
The gold badge basically means that the season before they won the Premier League. So these are kind of like rare. I don't even know how much these are worth nowadays. How much are match-worn shirts going for?
I don't know.
But this is, a Paul Scholes.
It's quite small as well.
Yeah, it is. So Scholes, he was a medium. He was a medium in Nike. But this is a match-worn Paul Scholes 2010-2011.
So with that, do you just after the game or before the game, would you say to Scholes?
I'd say afterwards. I'd never do it before. I'd never bother doing it before. I'd always wait till after the game. As we're walking off the pitch or whatever, it'd be Scholes, you can have your shirt, please, mate. Yeah, sweet as a nut, not a worry. Before you show what you've got hold of, Tuesday boy. I've got one more shirt to show you lot. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, how much is that going for?
Yeah, I wonder how much these are going for. So this is, again, another match-worn shirt from, it would have been Watford against Man United at Old Trafford. It would have been the 2021 season, I think, maybe.
1-1-0?
No, it was 0-0.
It was 0-0.
Yeah, it was 0-0. We drew the game 0-0. It was when Ronaldo came back to Manchester United.
Yeah, because you made a really good save from him, actually, a one-on-one. It was like a one-on-one, and you saved it with your shoulder. Yeah,
another one where they played the ball through him, one-on-one versus me, and I kicked him. I slid out, and I booted his foot so hard, it killed my foot. I thought I broke my foot after the game, because I was limping, it was killed, it was just badly bruised, but he just walked off like it was no thing. So, yeah, that's from after that game. Nice little shirt, though, isn't it? Nice little shirt. I gave this to my son and it went missing for a little while. I was panicking, honestly. We found it somewhere, like shoved at the back of a wardrobe or something.
Oh, I've got a shirt. Before you do that one, Tubes.
Come on.
How good is he? Alisson Becker.
Oh,
this is a Liverpool shirt, obviously.
Again, match-worn bad boy. Best in the world at the minute.
Do you think so?
Best in the world at the minute. Alisson Becker, best in the world at the minute. If any young goalie want to go and watch a goalkeeper and learn how to play the game of football, go and watch that guy. He is next level. He is absolutely next level. What you got, Tubesy?
I'm buzzing. I've never heard one of these. And I've obviously never got one because I never played for England. England caps.
So these are a thing.
This is brilliant. They're decent, beautiful, aren't they?
Really nice. Really lovely quality. So this one.
England
international match. England versus Republic of Ireland 2013.
The quality of them.
Real nice quality, sort of velvet.
Can I put one on?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So when... Oh, look, that's a nice touch.
England-France 2010.
These are lovely. So on the inside, it's got your name. So just to explain quickly, Ben, when we say caps, that's an appearance for England, right?
They don't fit my head, by the way.
No, they're not going to, are they? You've got a massive head. when do you get these? So if you've got a qualifying campaign, let's say it's, 10, 11 games in the Euro qualifiers, do you get them after each game or do they get them in a batch?
So for every friendly match, you get an individual cap.
Right.
Okay. Every qualifier, you will get it sort of listed on the cap, the games that you played. So if you're playing in European qualifier, I don't think you'll get one for every single match. You will get European qualifier and then it'll be versus Malta, versus Sweden, versus blah. So you don't get it for every single one, but it's still, obviously, every game counts as a cap.
So if you've done one for a friendly, you might only get one chance, hence why they give you a cap.
Yes, exactly But for the qualifiers, if it's in that one qualifying block of 10 games, whatever it is, you'd get the one cap, which would have, and if you played in all 10 games, you'd get all 10, but basically teams that you played will be listed on the
peak. So Bex has got what, 118, something yeah. like that. I think he's just done behind shelters.
Oh, he's got cap for fun, though, yeah.
But he won't have 118
no,
individuals.
He'll have like 50-odd, 60-odd, won't he? Or something like that. He'll have cap for fun. But yeah, they are. They're quality, to be fair. This one's England versus Republic of Ireland 2013. I remember came on as sub, actually. Played the second half. This one, England versus Belarus. A 2010 FIFA World Cup South Africa qualifier. I think we won that one.
115.
And this was international match, Brazil versus England in Qatar. I can't even remember the score of these ones, you know. I can't even remember the score, but you have your name inside it as well, embroidered in. I don't know if you can see that on the inside of it. Ben Foster. It's pretty sweet, isn't it?
It's so good. You've never been so good.
Let me ask you a question then. You've never been a guy for having memorabilia up around your house?
No.
Why? Because if that were me, I'd be proud and I'd want to show it somewhere.
Yeah, I'm proud of it. Don't get me wrong.
Well, now, though, you've retired.
No, even then, not still, really. No, not still, too fussed about it, to be honest with you.
I have these everywhere.
Yeah, I keep these safe. I keep them secure, don't get me wrong. But I'm not. It doesn't really bother me, to be honest with you. It's nice to have it all and nice to now and then come and open it up and have a look through it and all that. So today is lovely because I haven't looked at some of this stuff for years, literally for years. I couldn't tell you what's in some of these boxes. But it is nice to every now and then just pop your head in and have a little goose. Let me show you something quickly. You lot, these are two of my most proud trophies.
Size
so
of that.
This is the Alan Hardacre Man of the Match presented to Ben Foster for the Carling Cup final season 2008-2009. So this was playing for Man United against Tottenham. We won the game on penalties. Yeah. It was 0-0 basically at full time. And then the boys just Man United's penalties at the time were a joke, honestly.
And you were one of the first to have the in the penalty shootout. You had the
famous iPod.
iPod,
yeah.
So iPod Ben had an iPod yeah. in and. It was telling you about the penalty.
So basically, yeah, Steely, the goalie coach, he had them all on the iPod, and he was just showing me which way they go. So the first penalty I saved was Jamie O'Hara. The Jamie O'Hara clips were of him putting it to my left, I think it was. Made the save, boom, and then I think it was Bentley took the second penalty, put it wide. But our lads were brilliant. Our lads were ruthless. Like, we had Anderson, Ryan Giggs, Carlos Tevez just dispatching penalties.
Yeah, I mean,
dispatching penalties. Aurelio Gomez in goal for Tottenham. Didn't stand a chance with any of the penalties. But yeah, they're pretty cool. And then I've got another one of them here as well. So fast forward a few years to 2011. Again, the Alan Hardacre Man of the Match trophy for the Carling Cup final 2010-2011 season. Birmingham City versus Arsenal. We won the game 2-1. Obafemi Martins scored that last minute. Wildey Szczesny had a bit of a cock-up with Koscielny, I think it was.
Nikola Zigic.
That's your favourite ever game, isn't it?
Yeah, that's up there as one of my favourite ever games.
Is that your favourite moment in football? If I had to put a gun to your head?
Probably. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I'd say so, yeah. But these are pretty cool. I really like these, to be fair. Like I say, to play in any sort of major cup final is always special, but to get Man of the Match in two of them is pretty cool, to be fair. I do appreciate these trophies.
You should have these on the mantle.
Yeah, I should have these probably on display somewhere. That's a really good shout. They should not be in a plastic box, just killing time, really.
People are going to get really fucking sick of this.
Go on.
Really sick and tired of it, but... Come on, Craig Dawson.
Craig Dawson, love it.
Why, come on, man.
I know. Do you know why I've got? I have got so many West Brom shirts. I know I will. I'll have loads of actual individual player West Brom shirts because my kids grew up as West Brom fans. So after the games at home, they would always just come over with me into the changing rooms and we would walk through and Louis would wait for me while I got showered and all that kind of stuff. And I'd always be like, do you want a shirt, mate? And he would go, yes, please. And I'd go, who do you want? And he'd go, Jay Rodriguez, or it'd be Craig Dawson, it'd be Gareth McCauley, Shane Long.
They're all in
so
there.
So I've got all of them and we would just quite literally, I'd just go through the bin and Pat Frost, who was a kit man, would always go, Fozzy. And I'd go, mate, come on, just one, don't worry about it. You didn't see anything, all right?
Who wanted the Claudio Jakob one?
Louis. Look, Claudio Jakob was a cult hero at West Brom back in the day, mate. Honestly, that midfield enforcer. He would just go around kicking everybody.
Double hard,
wasn't it? Yeah, double hard, mate. He'd just go around kicking everybody.
Aaron Ramsdale a Baggies fan?
Yeah, Rambo was a big old Baggies fan.
He used to be down waiting for you, didn't he?
Yeah, he used to be down there as well, saying hello and all that. It's mad. Oh, what we got here, Tubesy boy?
We've got another award. Goalkeeper of the Year.
This is the
London Football Awards 2020.
Yeah, the London Football Awards 2020. Actually, funny story about this. So Aaron Ramsdale just won this, I think, last year. So yes. Obviously it's about all the football clubs in London, even though Watford probably strictly isn't London. It's kind of Hertfordshire, but you know, it is what it is. Anyway, so I won this award, and we had to, obviously when you win it, it's for the Willow Foundation is what this for.
Yeah. So is that Bob Wilson's?
Yeah, Bob Wilson's. Yeah, it's a really nice event. You know, you get all sorts of people there. It's fantastic. This particular one, because I've won this twice this year, this award actually. I won it in 2020 and then I think I won it in 2022 maybe or something like that. Anyway, this year was COVID year, okay? So the award event was on like a Thursday night or something, or Tuesday night, I think it was. Actually, it was a Tuesday night, right? And I remember going to the event, won the award, fantastic, had a lovely time. And then pretty much the next day, I woke up feeling, just don't feel very well here, you know. Don't feel great at all, right? By the Thursday, I rung in training. I said, listen, I can't come into training today. I feel like rubbish. I feel like I've got the flu or something. It's really hitting me hard. By the Friday, COVID was kicking off. I mean, COVID was fully kicking off, right? Oh, to the point where it was known that it's the new bug.
Yeah.
It was on the news that it was spreading like wildfire. Mikel Arteta was on Sky Sports News having been
Tom Hanks,
one of the first ones diagnosed with it.
What's
it
was Tom him Hanks thing?
He was on as well. He was early, wasn't he? Tom Hanks.
Oh, Hanks really? Was early.
Mikel Arteta, and was he the first?
Mikel Arteta and Callum Hudson-Odoi, they were the first two, like, basically diagnosed, and they were the first two that
and Tom Hanks
yeah. They were the first knowledge. Two on Sky, and I was kind of petrified that I've got it, but two, I was going to be sort of named as one of the first ones because nobody really wanted to be named from it. Because I was on the group chat with all the Watford lads and they were all texting me going, Fozzy, have you got this COVID? Have you got COVID? And I'm like, I don't think so, lads. I don't know. I don't think so. And it was a genuine problem at the time. And all the lads were like, I hope you ain't got COVID and you've passed it all to us. And I'm like, lads, I don't know, all right? Like, I don't know. Turns out I did have it anyway. Like, so, but by the Friday afternoon, it had kicked off that much that the Premier League got cancelled that Friday afternoon.
Was it that Friday?
So
that week?
Actually, there was a Friday night game. Leicester versus Villa, I think it was.
Do you remember
Leicester
this?
Versus somebody. Yeah. Harvey Barnes scored the last goal before COVID kicked off and got it, the football season cancelled, right? There was that Friday night game, then all Saturday's fixtures got cancelled. Yeah. And then that was it. Everybody was off then until God knows when. So that was it. So I guarantee that I would have probably got it from this award kind of ceremony kind of thing. We've got some wicked stuff here, to be fair. Keep grabbing, lads, keep digging in, honestly.
Yeah, Zoo Award performance of the season. I mean, yeah.
Zoo Football Award, Zoo sent
goalie,
it me.
Goalie gloves.
That was a Carling Cup final, by the way. That was
goalie gloves.
Yes. Chuck me some goalie gloves.
So many questions about goalie gloves.
Yes.
Talk to me about these.
Right, I've got some these were my Brazil World Cup gloves. So,
really?
Yeah, so They're like, they did a special one for me where they kind of mixed the colours up. It was just a special edition, really. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to keep all of these because it's always nice to have. They also, when you would play for England, Sousy would also make me like an England version as well. So that one's obviously got the sort of England flag on. Actually, these, look at this. This is pretty cool, actually. So this would have been from playing for England I got these, but they were a special edition for the Carling Cup final. So on the inside of it, it's got Carling Cup final, Wembley, 27th of the 2nd, 2011. This was the Birmingham City against the Arsenal one. That's pretty cool. I didn't even know I had them.
I need to ask a question. Cloud with rain coming off of it.
Basically, weather. You can play in these in the rain. In the rain, so these are Sousy sort of aqua grip kind of thing, basically. Roll finger.
Right, tell me about the differences of
gloves. Yeah, so these are roll finger, so you can see the way that the grip rolls all the way around each finger individually.
Right.
Roll finger, mate, the best without fail. The reason why it's got the rain on it, because you're playing on pitches that will, even if it's not raining, they're going to be wet because they water the pitch, yeah? So you need to know that your gloves are, because you can get so many different types of gloves. You can get them for dry conditions. You can get them for hard ground, all that kind of stuff, yeah? You can get them for like six-a-side pitches and stuff like that because you might be playing with, you know, you might be playing with those horrible balls with the grips on it.
Yeah.
Or you might be playing with the tennis ball-looking balls,
yeah?
So you can get gloves for them sort of, them conditions as well. I've always wore these gloves though. Roll finger, aqua grip, wet conditions, always. They are a thing of beauty is what these are.
How many pairs of gloves did you go through in the season?
At least 30 or 40.
Really? Oh, training.
Training, at least 30 or 40. Back in the day, I used to wear a brand new pair of gloves every game. Every single
so
day.
So I remember, seem to remember, like, people coming around your house and stuff, and you'd have two or three pairs on, like, the radiator and stuff. But am I right in saying you used to go in the shower with them?
Yeah. After training or a match, I would go, when I'm going to get showered, I would leave my gloves on, basically, while I put my gloves on.
And they say goalkeepers ain't mad.
But it's the best way to clean them.
Hey, yeah, boys.
Literally, butt naked, but with goalie gloves on. But it's the best way to clean them. So you'd get in the shower, and then you'd put a load of shampoo on it, whatever it is, and you would be washing them whilst you're in there on your hands. And that's the best way to clean them.
In the shower, butt naked?
In the shower, butt naked. It's not a thing, you know what I mean? It ain't a thing, genuinely. No one cares. But then, like I say, you'd take them off, you'd wring them out, and make sure they're damp still. And that was the best way of cleaning them.
Oh, yeah, because you like to wear them damp, didn't you?
Yeah, I like to wear them damp. But you can't put them in a washing machine, because it ruins the grip. You can't sort of like quick dry them, because it will make the latex crack a little bit.
Right.
So you just always try and keep them damp. Always try
Why
and keep them damp.
Why would you want to wear them damp?
It offers a bit more grip on the ball. Offers a bit more grip. You want them to be a little bit wet, a little bit moist, basically. Because that's why you see goalies spit on their gloves.
Yeah.
It offers a bit more grip. A bit more grip. I've got a shirt here from the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. This was one of Stevie Gerrard's match worn shirts. So I don't know if you can see that. Number 4, Stevie Gerrard. I got him to sign one of his shirts after the game to my son, Louis. And again, I had all intentions of getting this put up in his room and all that kind of stuff. But it says, to Louis, best wishes, Stephen Gerrard. That's a pretty cool shirt, that, isn't it?
That's got
to be... Louis's got some swag.
Yeah, you've got to frame them up. That's massive.
What size shirt does Stevie G wear?
Brazil World Cup.
I bet he's medium.
Large.
A large.
Really?
Yeah, that's a large shirt.
Stevie, but gee, did he ever really wear them tight? He didn't, did he?
Not tight.
Right, should be number one on the press, Prem midfielders ever.
That's another man in the match award.
What is this? They're having a right good rummage around here, the lads.
Man of the match. I don't know what these are.
That's a bit different, isn't it? That's not as good as the Premier League one, is it?
No, it's like a...
EFL man of the match, like a silicone... Perspex.
Yeah, it's like a Perspex on a... It's nice. It's still quite heavy, though. They're heavy things.
What is this?
Oh, they're being so random. Tubes has got I've got so much random stuff. This is the other
London
Football Awards, Goalie of the Year.
Was that Dave Seaman presented you with that, didn't he?
Big Dave Seaman. God, what a guy. What a legend.
Well, I mean, that is up there with one of your best Thailand branch player of the season.
West Brom, wasn't it? Yeah. Or Watford? No, what is it? 2011? No, Birmingham, that is. Yeah.
Thailand so, branch.
The Thailand Birmingham City supporters branch.
Oh, right.
It's their player of the season 2011-2012.
Wait there a second. Rewind. The Thailand Birmingham City
supporters
club.
Mate, we need to put that up on the old podcast.
So, they have, like, every team has, like, like a different branch. You might have the Belgium branch, or you might have the, do you know what I mean? Like, Man United for years had like a Malta branch. Like, they had a massive supporters club in
Malta.
But
that's Man United.
It's still the same kind of thing. Every club will have these. And I was lucky enough to be awarded their player of the season, actually. I think I just picked Stephen Carter that award.
What is it?
So this can't be the winner's medal for the Carling Cup.
So that's the Coca-Cola Cup for Man United. Yeah. That's in a frame shirt. In a frame with my shirt.
I thought someone's had it away. Yeah.
So I've got the case. Even the case will be nice, won't it?
Oh, yeah!
he's just trapped my hand in there.
I just Pretty Womaned you, didn't I?
You did.
If you'd have made that noise like she did, that'd have been incredible.
Thank you, Ben.
Oh, matey, mate. But I've got loads of old... I've got loads of programmes from games and stuff.
I remember that.
Villa, this is Villa Man U. So the year I won it with Birmingham, 2008-2009... 2008-2009, the year after we got to the cup final again, but Thomas Kuchak played in the final.
Right.
I was on the bench. So this is the programme from that game. Actually, look at that, I just found it. That's me from the year before.
Wow.
This is a Blossom, by the way. Look at how butters I was there. Look how pretty I am now.
You've actually got better of age, didn't you?
Damn right, mate. Yeah, damn right.
How does that work?
I don't know. I couldn't have got much worse, I don't think.
You've got a big fan club in Norway.
What
supporters
what
club Norway? Birmingham.
Birmingham City have got supporters clubs all
Thailand,
over the shop, by the way.
Norway.
Do you remember at Tubes when he played in the Carling Cup final for United? All the players used to get three tickets.
Three
wasn't
tickets,
it?
Yeah.
So three tickets for friends.
Premium tickets, they were good tickets, weren't they?
So I remember the one year me, Andy, and Luke went down and we would get on. So we'd go, they would already be at Wembley. And the three of us, three mates, would go on the train from Manchester. So we'd go onto the platform and they would shut down the train. You'd have your own car. And I remember just going on there and standing on the platform, like me and our mate Luke, and there's like two of us just there. And we stood there and there's like Bobby Charlton next to us on one side, Martin Edwards on the other side of us.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, right, okay, get on the train. And it's all salmon and scrambled eggs and all that. Luke with his salmon and scrambled eggs. And then on the way home, the players travelled back with us, didn't we? Do you remember?
Yeah.
And we sat there, the four of us, having a few beers. We had a bottle of Bollinger. And I remember saying to Ben at the time, they'd just won the League Cup final, but this is United mentality, right? Yeah. Silent. Whole train back. We're there having a little glass of champers and getting a bit giddy.
Trying to get on.
Silent.
Because they'd have had a Champions League game on the Wednesday. Literally that, mate. The Champions League game on Wednesday,
so
mate.
So wasn't even allowed to have
don't
a
get carried away, lads. Sort of, you know.
He was silent the whole way. Done. I just remember Antonio Valencia just sat there the whole... Because I was sat opposite him and he just sat the whole way.
And thing. I've got a couple of things for you, lads.
Amazing,
so this is like my... I don't know why I've kept this, but it's pretty cool, by the way. It's the, from the Brazil World Cup with England. It's my, like, pass. Access all areas pass. You know, as you're entering the stadium. Basically, as you're getting off the coach... Somebody will give you one of these and you just have to have it on just to make sure. I've got a pair of football boots here. I used to love these boots.
I remember
boots.
You wearing these.
Oh, I used to love these boots. These were called Nike Magistas, yeah?
Yeah.
So, again, match-worn ones. These are, what size are they? UK 9.5. Oh, these were a beautiful pair of boots, honestly. Really, really nice.
Oh, hang on. Can I just point out, though, these have a bit different to all the other ones we've seen. You've now got two moulded here.
Yeah, so this is
now,
what
why?
Well, apparently, like, Nike changed it, really, so that they... Apparently, that just offers more grip, like, more stability and stuff like that. I ain't got a clue,
because
really.
Of where it's... put. So, obviously,
because
this
of where
is...
it's positioned, yeah.
There's a couple of moulded studs just strategically placed in the middle of the sole.
In the middle of the sole,
and
yeah.
that's where maybe the grippiest bit, or...?
Yeah, yeah. These were my World Cup boots. This is the reason why I kept these, because these were my World Cup boots that I would have worn in the game against Costa Rica that I played. So we've got the little England flag there, Foster next to it. They're beautiful boots though, mate. Oh, they're so pretty. I remember looking down on my feet thinking, oh, look a millionaire you do, Fozzie.
Jeez.
What have we got, Tomasi?
I've got a couple of shirts here for you. So what have we got here? We've got a Watford shirt signed by... For some reason, we've got the whole squad here, Ben.
I don't know why I've got these. I really don't.
Whole squad, Watford.
I've not got a clue. Like, I've got a similar thing here. I've got the whole... Like, so this is one of my West Brom shirts from...
When you left, maybe?
From when I signed. No, this is from when I signed. Bodog was the first sponsor when I signed.
Is that Bo's nickname?
And I know, yeah. And this has got the whole squad signed on it.
Roy Hodgson at the top.
Even Roy Hodgson at the top there. But it's nice though, isn't it? It's like, do you know what I mean? Look at the size of that, looks massive. Well, see, that's what I mean. That there.
We're just pointing out some sort of padding on the
this
sleeve.
Is from 2012, so this is 10 years ago. They used to have like a little
insert.
A little insert where you could put like a pad.
You slide pads in there.
Yeah, you could slide pads in there basically. But this is, so what size is this? This is a
that's
large
massive.
Shirt.
That's
it's
massive.
That's massive.
Yeah,
it is
so
massive.
So talk to us, where does Roy Hodgson rank in terms of your favourite managers?
Love Roy Hodgson. Oh, I've got so much time for Roy Hodgson. Yeah, he got, so towards the end of that season, he got given the England job. So in the 2012-13 season, he got given, 2011-2012 season, he got given the England job. And towards the end of the season, it was the Euros where it was in Ukraine or Russia, I think it was. And... I at that time I'd kind of sort of semi-retired from England. It was after the sort of Capello debacle where I was like, listen, I'm not enjoying it. I don't want to be part of this England setup. So I wasn't really one of the goalkeepers, but I remember towards the end of the season, I did really well at West Brom in that first season. And he said to me basically, after one of the last games, he was like, Ben, I need to call you up in the summer for the Euros. I was like, nah, listen, I'm getting older now. I think I was 32 at the time. And I was like, I don't really enjoy it going away with England. I just don't want to do it. And he was like, no, come, please, just, I want you there. I need you to be part of the team. Joe's obviously going to play, but I need you to be there. You can be number two and all this. And I was like, oh, Roy, I really don't want to do it. I'm not in that space at the minute. I'm just enjoying getting away, family holidays, all that kind of stuff. Do you know what? He was sound. He was like, yeah, listen, he said, but afterwards, I'm going to give you a call after the tournament and we'll see about it. Right? I was like, yeah, fine. Nice. And he did, true to his word, about another 6 months later after the tournament, gave me a call and was like, listen, have you thought about it? I was like, do you know what? I'll do it.
Only what changed?
It was the manager. I think I'll just being a couple of years older probably as well. But knowing the goalies that were there, I think it was Joe Hart, Fraser Forster, You know, I love them guys. They're proper good guys, proper good goalies, and I want to be part of that team. Dave Watson was a goalie coach. I knew him from being at Birmingham. And obviously Roy Hodgson as a manager. I was like, yeah, I'll come back, sweet as a nut. So did it. Thankfully, it was one of the best things that I did as well, because obviously got to go then to the World Cup in Brazil 2014, even though it didn't work out, but played a World Cup game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Played an actual World Cup game.
Played in a World Cup. That's
phenomenal, mate. Honestly, phenomenal. For me, like I said, I don't really need much from my career, and I won't look back on anything with major sort of pride or whatever, but playing in a World Cup match was massive, like, wow. Yeah.
Do you not look back with major pride?
No, I don't. I don't. No, I'm proud of it, don't get me wrong, but I won't ever think about it. I don't look back and think, well, what if or maybe.
Not even doing stuff like this, wicked.
It's lovely to watch, but like I say, I'll put this all back in the box later and I'll forget about it again for
literally, you put it, meant figuratively, physically.
Yeah, just close that box off again, all right?
What I find will be interesting, and there will be people that will be watching and they will go, they can't comprehend this England thing, Ben.
Yeah.
So they can't comprehend the fact that you said no to playing for England. Now, tell us what impact this Capello reign had on. Was it that miserable?
It was miserable. Yeah. I bet you, if they look back at the stats, you would have had the highest withdrawal rate of any England team ever, probably, because players were getting, every time the squad was announced, you'd automatically have three or four players pull out straight away. And then whilst you're there, you'd have players pull out. I remember getting a cold once. Like, I came down with a bit of a bad cold and cough and stuff. And I remember just thinking, I just want to go home. I just want to go home right now. So I didn't feel well anyway. And I knew I weren't playing. I was like number two, number three. And I remember saying, do you know what? I think I'm going to go home. I feel like shit for one. And two, I don't want to be here because I don't enjoy it. So what's the point? And even the medical staff were just like, yeah, I don't blame
it. It is interesting though, because obviously different managers serve different players, right? So I remember when we had Darren Bent on, and I remember we asked him about Capello, kind of half expecting, and he was like, no, I loved Capello, me.
Yeah.
And you go, well, that's probably because Benty played under, that was like his period where he probably had the most England recognition throughout his career. Yeah. So he probably overlooked those kind of
shortcomings.
Football is important, but family is the thing that comes first in everyone's life. And as soon as he starts fucking around with your family and saying stuff like that, that's it.
It changes. Mate. Yeah.
Family's the most important
thing. I've just found something, lads, and I didn't think this was in here.
This is it.
This is the Birmingham City Carling Cup final medal. I thought this was in, because I've got my shirt at home in a frame, and I thought it was in there, but it's obviously not, because I've just opened it up. And it's in there.
Oh, let's have a look.
It's absolutely in there. That is the Birmingham City Carling Cup Winners' Medal.
The Football League Cup.
Yeah, the FL Cup. That is. I didn't know that was in there. Genuinely, I thought it was in a shirt frame at home.
Oh wow, that's lovely.
Can I have a look,
mate. That's got all.
And
sorts
it's from
over
a
it.
Proper supplier, so Vorton's Limited. Yeah. Badges and medals, Birmingham.
Birmingham, yeah.
I'm
so this
so
is
nosy.
So this medal has got all sorts of bits and bobs on it, because when you win, obviously you get the medal on, and then you're celebrating, you're jumping around, there's beer getting chucked everywhere, so it's got stains on it, it's got sweat on it. Honestly, it's got absolutely all sorts on it, that bad boy has. I didn't know he had that. It's incredible.
This is a right trip down memory lane,
one.
Isn't it?
I've got another one.
What you got?
This is the Man United one, and I don't know if this is in here. I do not know if this is in here or not. So
what was
is,
the red one I had then? What's that one then?
That is, I don't know what that was. Maybe that is, that would have been the Charity Shield maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the Charity Shield.
So this just goes to show we've done absolutely zero preparation.
No, zero prep. That's when it's best.
Can
it's
we see if the, this is in here, lads? So this is from the Man United Tottenham Carling Cup game at Wembley, which we won on penalties that we were talking about a minute ago. And I swear to you, I do not know if this is in here or not.
Ooh, there it is.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. Is it the same as that one? Is it smaller than that one?
Don't know. Can I have a look?
I think it is smaller than that one.
Much, yeah, it's a lot smaller.
That one's the Man United one. And it is a bit smaller, isn't it?
So it's the same on the back. Football League, yeah.
Is there anything behind it? What's behind it?
So it just says winner 2008-2009.
Wow.
Supplied by Vortons again.
Cool, isn't it?
Very
really
cool.
I don't know really, what's behind really these, cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's just all the rest of the ribbon and stuff like that.
So if you're watching,
hold on. There's another one here.
I went there.
Hang on, what's going on here? A little bonus edition.
This is two. That must be from the one that I didn't play in then. Winner 9. Yeah, that's so.
Comment down below to win one of Ben's.
Mate, look. So that was behind that one. So that one is the one against Tottenham that I played in. This one is from the year after Villa, where we beat Aston Villa, where Thomas Kuchak played. And then you've got the one another year, a couple year later, where it was Birmingham City Arsenal. That was behind the thing. I didn't even know it was behind there.
Wow.
That's pretty sweet, isn't it? Come on.
This is really good. That's class.
Is there anything behind that one?
So just
it's the trophy.
It's a winning lottery ticket.
Just important to say, if you are listening to this, you can watch this podcast.
You have to
on Spotify. So it is playable, full video episode available on Spotify.
Watch it. It's unbelievable.
I did not know they were in there. That's always nice to know, isn't it?
I've got a shirt here for you, Ben.
Come on, some of that.
Talk to me about this guy. Hugo Lloris Spurs match worn shirt.
Oh, yes, lovely jubbly. Show me the front of that shirt so I can know what season it is. AIA. So is that would have been... I bet you that's near on 7-8 years old, you know.
Is it bad if I say I think he's overrated?
No, Hugo. Back in the day, he wasn't. Towards the end of his career... towards the end of his Tottenham career... He
made
would
too
have
many mistakes.
Yeah, he would have made. He probably made too many mistakes. Still an unbelievable goalie, by the way. But I would say that when he signed for Spurs and when he was doing it for 4, 5, 6 years, he was a phenomenal goalkeeper.
Yeah,
a phenomenal goalkeeper.
I've got another one here for you, David Raya.
Oh, David! I forgot I had that bad boy as well. Love David Raya.
Medium.
So I think we've been saying a lot lately on the podcast and the football fill-ins about, you know, the Aaron Ramsdale situation and Mikel Arteta and taking him out and putting David Raya in. And I just want to reiterate that I absolutely love David Raya, by the way. I do. I think I am buzzing for him. He's a proper goalie. He deserves to be playing in the Premier League at a top team as well. The only thing I would always say is I just don't think the situation needed tinkering with, really. But there's no denying David Raya. I've loved him for years, mate, honestly. He is such a proper goalkeeper. When Brentford first got promoted and he was playing, I was thinking, wow, mate, you've got it. You've got it. You can just tell straight away. You've got it. Lovely bloke as well.
Yeah.
That's a nice trophy, that, isn't it?
An unbelievable trophy.
And I know what that is. I know what it is without you even showing it me, that one. That is from the West Bromwich Albion Disabled Supporters group, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember them giving me that trophy, right? And straight away I thought, that has got to be one of the most beautiful glass trophies I've ever been given. And I took that home and I gave it to my mum to put up in her cabinet for a while. And even she was like, that is beautiful,
so
that is, Ben.
Nice.
It is so, so good, isn't it?
Yeah, really, really nice.
Do you know what? One thing West Brom do really, really well is kind of football in the community. The West Brom Foundation, the Disabled Foundation, everything. They do so much work for that kind of... Brilliant it is. They're really, really big on that.
Top class stuff.
What else have you got? Any shirts in there, Tomasi? Anything from the bottom?
I've got one more really, which is one of your England shirts. One of your England shirts here versus Estonia in 2014.
That would be just before the World Cup then. That would have been a friendly just before the World Cup.
How did you find the World Cup? So this is the Brazil World Cup.
Yeah.
What was it like? It seemed to me like they were your best memories from how you talk about them. Is that fair?
Yeah, it was. It was great. We had a nice time. It was... again, like I said, don't get me wrong, it didn't work out, but I loved it. We had such a good goalies union. Dave Watson, the goalie coach, was fantastic. Me, Joe Art, Fraser Forster, we would just look after ourselves. Genuinely, the goalie unit would look after ourselves. When we were needed by the manager to join in with six-a-sides or shooting or team shape, whatever, cool. But other than that, the goalies would go about their business. We'd work hard. We'd do our own gym work. We would genuinely take ourselves away and work. And it was nice to be part of, to be fair. I absolutely loved it.
I've got a question for you, Tubes. You know, that I think that was coming towards the end, wasn't it, of like that golden era. You know that golden era with like JT, Rio, Bex. I mean, it was frightening, wasn't it? Frank Lampard, Rooney. Why don't you think we won anything?
Because I think they talk about the divide, don't they? The Man United, the Liverpool, and I don't think the team unity that we have now was there. I don't think everyone was together, were they?
No, that's true.
And I think you're trying to fit in Gerrard alongside Lampard didn't work. And there was no answer with all these top class players that we had. And I don't think the togetherness was there.
I think there's too many big characters as well, probably.
Absolutely. But I was at that Brazil World Cup. We got banned from going near the players after the first day. It was all a bit like...
It's
all a bit weird. And it was like... Yeah. I'm not going to name names because I'm not stitching people up, but I was like, you're right. He was like, no, we've been sent back to our rooms. We can't go out. And I was just like, this doesn't really seem like a happy camp.
Yeah. I think that's one thing Gareth Southgate has got massively right, you know.
Yeah. And that's why I don't think people were just like, oh, we're at a World Cup, but we're allowed to go out. I remember the guy saying it. We can go out for 1 hour a day for a walk. The rest of it, we're either training or in our rooms. I was like,
That's crazy, isn't it? And what do you think about now? So, Ben, like, I think we're entering a new golden era.
Jude Bellingham.
Yeah, I would say so.
What do you think? Do you agree? And are we going to win something?
Yes, I agree. And to win something still, it takes a little bit of luck along the way. We've got so close, haven't we? But it's there. It's definitely there.
It's got to happen.
It's definitely there. You've got probably the better chance that you've ever had in the next sort of 8-10 years.
I think centre-back is maybe something there where, like, you look back at, like, Rio, JT, the depth with, like, Carragher and people like that that couldn't get a sniff.
Yeah.
And you just think, wow, that is frightening. They're like the depth there, but you mentioned him earlier, Tubes. Jude Bellingham could be England's best ever player, couldn't he?
If he just carries on the way he is.
Definitely could.
I've never seen a 19-year-old, I think he is. Yeah, I think he might just be 20. The way he speaks.
Everything.
The way he speaks. Carries let alone himself. Playing football, you're like, wow.
Wow, fully grown man.
Declan Rice, you've got, you know, all these players
coming
through.
He reminds me of Zidane, the way he moves on a pitch.
Exactly
now.
That. Yeah, exactly like Zidane, the way he just glides past people, his balance.
Strong.
His vision, he's a joke. He could be one of the best footballers ever.
Found a couple more things here, lads. Coming to the end of the podcast, by the way, really enjoyed this, lads.
It's a World Cup medal.
Yeah, it's a World Cup medal. Basically, every player who competed in the World Cup gets like a little, participant final competition, basically.
I got one like that from the garage, didn't you, Tubes? During the, what was it, the SO garages?
Yeah, exactly. We got like Des Walker's face in front of it. Remember those little coins?
Everyone that played in a World Cup gets one of these.
Basically, just for being a participant. That's
participant
how it works
final competition. That's lovely, that.
It's not bad, is it? And then I have found my Community Shield runners-up medal from when I was at Man United. We played Chelsea in the Community Shield before the season started.
Just quickly, you should have that as a ball marker in golf.
It is so good, isn't it? How big time is that? I might use this one because it's massive then. So the FA Community Shield, Chelsea versus Man United, 9th of August 2009, runners-up medal. That would be a sick ball marker, by the way.
Now that would be a sick ball marker.
World Cup medal.
Yeah, but look how big it is, though. This one would be obnoxious.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. Can I have a look at that one? Yeah. So this is the Charity Shield. Did you win this one?
No, we lost that one to Chelsea.
Go to Chelsea. That's a ball marker.
It's lovely, isn't it?
That's unbelievable.
Do you get this? When do you get this, Ben?
When you're going up and collecting your runners-up medal.
So it doesn't say, it just says runners up. So these can be pre-done.
Yeah, pre-done.
No one cares. No one, you see players now, they just take it off, don't they? And just log it.
I think that's a bit, when they just take it straight off, make a point of taking it straight off.
I sort of get it because being around footballers, I just know the mentality.
Yeah?
I just know the mentality. That's, to put a I've lost this game medal round it. I get it. Even playing golf with them, they just need win. I need to win.
Yeah, that's true, isn't
it? That's why the boys get to where they are. So they don't want to be going, I came second.
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
I get it.
Is there anyone you've met, Tubes, where that mentality thing, is there any one player that stuck out where you go, they're a different breed? Or
I've got to be honest, Tom, every golfer that comes on Golf Life
just
does not want to lose.
Yeah.
And there's no one really being up there really stuck out, but they want to be the best. That shot, obviously on Golf Life, we don't go, take another shot. They're like, you can see him going, sorry, it's got to go out to air. That's what it is. It's real golf, but they're so competitive. Like Jimmy. Everyone thinks he's the funny one, the mad one. When there's an opponent, he's like, no fucking about it. I need to win.
You said earlier, a while ago, he was a few up against a player, and you kind of said, as if to say, oh, back off a bit, Jim. And he's like, absolutely no chance.
No chance. He's getting destroyed.
Literally
said it, no one goes easy. That's what it is. Footballer's mentality, or sportsman mentality.
Have we got any?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. Have we got any more?
I think we're good. That's a nice little collection, that is, I'm buzzing with half of this.
Look at this. This is some car boot sale list, Ben.
You're bloody not wrong.
Isn't it? Yeah. Look at that.
I know, yeah.
I like that as well. I've just got to point that out. Birmingham really do awards
they
pretty
do,
damn
they?
Well.
Who's this
look
one?
At that nice blue award
Slovakian
for Birmingham.
Slovakian supporters.
Player of the year, is it? Player of the season? Yeah,
player of the season.
Birmingham City. I think I've got the player as well. Prudential Ride London. I've got my Prudential Ride
first
London.
100-mile bike ride
first
there.
100-mile bike ride there.
Oh, that's lovely. And this is where it all, I imagine, all started. STFC Juniors 2015.
No, yeah. This is Louis.
I was going to say 2015.
Yeah, this is my son's. Yeah, this is STFC.
Well done, Louis. Stratford Town?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it would be Stratford Town. Yeah, Stratford Town. One of Louis's.
2015, yeah, Louis, 8 years
Louis's
ago.
Louis's got some of his stuff in here as well. Soccer camp, there you go. Lovely, isn't it? It's a nice little trip down memory lane that was.
Yeah, right? Mate, I can tell you, you must be very proud of this.
Absolutely.
I'm absolutely buzzing that I found these Carling Cup winners' medals, by the way. I am over the moon with them. I thought they were in like frames and stuff that. So I'm over the moon that I found them. But it's nice. I hope you enjoyed it. And like I say, you lot, if you've just listened to it, go back and watch it. Seriously, it's belted. Some of this stuff's lovely.
I don't think I've seen another pod do this.
All the proper stuff.
Yeah, because when we did a podcast, the contract podcast, we kind of took the inspiration off Crouchy, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'd love to see Crouchy do something similar.
Oh, I'd love to see any player do something similar.
Yeah, it's
I really would.
It's really interesting.
Really would to see all their stuff. And don't worry, I've got loads more at home. I've got absolutely the amount of shirt, the good shirts I've got at home, the bad boys. Like I've got framed Rooney, Scholesy's, Giggsy's. Do you know what I mean? The big boys, Peter Cech, like I said, Andrea Pirlo. I've got Buffon's.
Is there any shirt in your career that the one that got away?
No, because I always made sure I went and got them. I did. I went and got Sergio Aguero's after he had scored a hat trick past me. I went and got Luis Suarez's after he scored that goal for Uruguay against England in the Brazil World Cup. It's a match worn shirt that he scored a goal in. Do you know what I mean? Like these are proper shirts, yeah, serious shirts. So I love them. I do. I absolutely love them, and I love going through them all and having a look at them.
Have you got any Worldies tubes or one? If you could have one
memorabilia,
if you could have one piece of memorabilia of all time or signed shirt, who would it be?
I was buzzing. I got my hero's boots. Signed Gianfranco Zola.
Oh.
So I was buzzing with that. So,
that's lovely, that, isn't it?
So yeah, I'm buzzing with that. So that'll do me. But I never played. If I was like Ben and was a professional footballer, I'd be buzzing with this. I'd have that on the wall. I'd have that on above my bed. And that these have got to go up, Ben.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they?
Some career that, and some things to show what career it was. So. Yeah, I mean, me, memorabilia, I've never played the game, but yeah, I've got Gianfranco Zola's boots, which I'm buzzing about.
Good stuff. I love it. Lads, thanks for joining me. Everybody at home, thanks for watching. We'll see you soon up the Fozcast,
up the
little beauty.
Freaking Fozcast.
Up the Fozcast.
Go on, boys.
Well done. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.